Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Samech Vav, and we'll pick it up at the beginning of the new perek. Okay, the seventh perek. Now, this is going to be discussing, when you bring birds as korbanos, and what happens if you would make a mistake, you would change it, you would deviate from the correct way of doing it. You had different intentions, you had different avodas to it. So, what are the halachos like that? So it begins like this. Chata sa'of sha'asa lamata. Right, so if the Kohen's doing a chata sa'of and he's doing it in the right place, he's doing it below the chut hasikra, right? And he did it kemase chatas l'shem chatas. He did it the normal way that a chatas is supposed to be done, right? He did the malika with his finger, he did the hazor, right? So it's interesting that the previous Mishnah had talked about that really the chatas of is different than a chatas of an ola in there's two distinctions. The first way, when the head of the ola is completely separated from the body when you do the malika, whereas by the chatas it's partially still attached. There's a beautiful Shem Yishmuel who speaks out because we know that ola is mechaper for the hirhurim, so it has to be totally, you have to totally separate yourself from that. That's the symbolism behind separating the head of it. And the second chilik between the chatas of is that by the chatas is gone directly from the neck onto the wall of the mizbech, and then the coin squeezed out the bent by the yisod. But by the chatas, he just does it all out at once against the wall of it. So in the case the Mishnah says when you did. Again, we're talking about chatas osh aslamata k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas k'shera. That's the correct way lichatchila that one should bring the korban. So then the Mishnah says k'maisa chatas l'shem ola. If the kohen's doing the chatas below the chut ha-sikra, right, and he's doing it in mind with the way of normally doing a chatas, but he had in mind for an ola, right? Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas, or he did it the opposite. He had the ola, right, and he had with his mind frame of doing a chatas, right? Kemaisa ola l'shem ola, or if he had the ola for the sake of an ola. In all of these cases, the chatas is psula, right? That we know it's like a chatas that's brought shalom. Lishma is no good, right? Okay. Also, lamala kemaise kulan, right? If he did a chatas above the chut asikra, like any one of the other korbanos, so then it is psula because you didn't do it in the correct place. We'll see the Rambam. Maybe we'll finish up this the mission, then we'll go back and do all the Rambams on this. Continues now. Olas ha'of sha'asa lamala. And also, oath that was in its right place, it was done correctly above the chut hasikra, right? Kemaisa ola l'shem ola k'shera. It was done like an ola, and in the place of it, it's good, right? That's the correct place we'll do it lichatchila. So why is it teaching this? The Mefarshim explaining it because he wants to talk about the other cases. Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas k'shera. If he did a chatas above the chut sikra, according to the way that it's supposed to be done for a ola, bear in mind for a chatas, bilvad shlo also levaleho. So it's good, but it's not going to be yotzi. The Tosfos speaks out that he could eat it, but I think that he's not going to be yotzi. His chiyuv, he has to bring another one. Kemaisa chatas l'shem ola. If the Kohen brought this, again, talking about the ofos, right? So he brings it like a chatas, but he had in mind for the ola, kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas psula. Or the procedures of doing was a chatas, but in his mind for the chatas, it's possible. Asa'a lamata kemaisa kulan. If he did it below the chatas sikra, like any of these other things, it's going to be possible because it was not brought in its proper place. That's what the Gemara speaks. The Mishnah all speaks out, and the Rambam. All these halachas are brought down in Hilchos Psuli Mukdashin Perek Zayin. So the Rambam brings these down. We'll start with halacha. Hey, kevar bi'anu b'mais kemaise hakabonos shachata sa'of nasis lamata va'olas sa'of lamala. Right, we know this, that the correct place for the oaf, the chata sa'of, is below the red line, and then the olas of is above it. Chatas of she'asa lemala psula. So if you did the chatas of above, it's possible. Bein she'asa hazayasa kemaisa chatas bein she'asa maisa ola. Remember how you did the hazal, the sprinkling dam. Bein she'asa l'shem ola. Whether you did for the ola, bein she'asa l'shem chatas. It's no good. Halacha vav v'chein ola sa'of. Similarly with an ola sa'of she'asa lemata. Right, so really it should be done above, it was done lamata. Afilim molak simon echad. If you did the malika on one of the simonim, lamata, the simon echad lamala, you did one of them above, one above, psula, it's no good. Bein shemalku kimlika sa'ola, ola, bein sha'asa malika kimaisa chatas. Either way you did the malika, bein sha'asa l'shem chatas, bein sha'asa l'shem ola. Whether you had kavana for doing it as a chatas or an ola. Okay, next halacha zayin. Chatas sa'ov shemalka lamata kimlikas ola l'shem chatas. O kimaisa chatas l'shem ola. O kimaisa ola l'shem ola psula. All these cases it's no good. I'll do one more halacha. Ches v'chein ola sa'of, right? And ola the osha so lamalo kemaisa chatas l'shem ola. O kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas psula. It's no good. Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas kshera. If you did the maize of an ola, in the mind of a chatas, it's good. Bilvad shlo also bilvalim l'shem chova. And that's what the Mishnah said. So the Rambam is paskening, like we saw. Okay. Now we'll start the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, ask a question. According to this Mishnah, again, we were talking about the Chatas Ha'of, that you did it according to... it's possible. So I'm going to ask like this. Dishane B'mai, what exactly did you do differently? Right? How'd you change? If you're going to tell me that what you did differently was the actual malika, meaning that you took the head off completely, which is the correct thing to do for an ola, name it alok Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. We have to say that that's not following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. To Amar Shemati Shemav Dilin Bechatas Ha'if. According to Elazar ben Shimon, he says, I heard that the Kohanim would take off the head completely by the Chatas Ha'if. So Mara says, "Velo ukimna deloker Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon." Right. So what's wrong with that? We already explained that the Mishnah in the previous parak on Samach Hey, right, by the Malika, that's not following it. That's not following. But when it comes to Malika, we're not following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Mara says, "Lo, it's not it. Dishani b'hazoa. It must be a talk when he changed by where he did the hazoa." Rashi says. Right, the third is that one line, skinny line. Dishani b'hazor shelo hizor ela mitzor shahamitzui hi avoides ha'ola. So that's what it is. In other words, that by he squeezed all the dam out at one time, you would do like the ola rather than first putting the dam on the mizbeach like you spoke to for achatas. So according to this case, now that's when Elazar ben Shimon would also agree that this type of oif would be possible. So Hachinam Mistabra, says the Gemara, this is a good okimto. Now we're talking about whether the change happened with the not with the malika but with the hazor midi katani seifa, because we look at it as the seifa says asal lamala kemaisa kulam psula. If he did the chatas ha'of above the red line, right, according to the way the other ones, so then it's going to be possible. And this halach applies even if he did it according to the right ways of a chatas. He was thinking about that. Dishani b'mai, so in what aspect did the kohen do the shinoi? He did it in the wrong place? So ilemi Dishani b'malika. If you're going to tell me that he changed the way of doing malika, I mean, he did it, he did it above the chutasikra ha'omer mar malika b'chol makom mizbeach kshera. We already learned that when it comes to a chatas, oh, so the malika is good if it does anywhere on the mizbeach. Elav, so what do you have to say? It must be dishani b'hazor. He changed the actual. He didn't do the hazor in the right place. We the sefer b'hazor, reishan am b'hazor, and since the sefer is talking about hazor, it must be also that the reish is talking about hazor as well, not being done in the right place. I was learning with one of my talmidim, so I was trying to play in some suffix sefer. So I said, what English word does that sound like? Seifa. Suffix. Something comes at the end. Suffix, the end of a word, is like the word sof from Hebrew. So that's the way he was able to help him remind him that seifa means the end. Yeah, good memory for him. Okay, weiter. Gemara now goes back and says, one second. Meaty area? One second. Are these two things really, can you really compare the two? Hakadisa, right? Each one by itself. I mean, even if you could tell me that the Sefer was talking about that he did a shinui in the Hazor, right? So the Reisha could be talking about he did a shinui in the Malika, right? And then it comes out, according to that, then the Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Olas ha'of. Right, according to the Mishnah, you did the olas ha'of that you did according to a chatas is possible. So they're going to ask now a similar question. Dishani b'mai. What exactly did the Kohen do? What was his shinui? Se'ilema dishani b'malika. If you're going to say to me, and again, ilema, just skill building, always is introducing a rejected answer. So we're not going to hold on to this. But if you're going to say to me as follows, that the shini was in the case of the malika, meaning that he left part of the head of the bird was attached, right? Like the correct thing to do for a chatas, niktani seifa, right? We learned in the seifa. Kulan ein mitamin bebeis habalia, omolim behen, right? The next verse is that all these korbanos, it's not mitami. We'll speak this out in a few minutes. What it means by the base of the Leah, right? V'neima delok Rabbi Yoshua. So I have to say this is not like Rabbi Yeshua. So just why would that be hard to say? Because the halacha is always like Rabbi Yoshua when he has a machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer, right? So that's what the Gemara doesn't like this. So I to eek Rabbi Yoshua ha'omer ein molin, right? Because we'll see what Rabbi Yeshua says later on in the Mishnah when you did this the malika wasn't done correctly, right? So then there is no malika. The whole Gemara is going to come on to. We'll speak it out. Is there meila when a person had an ola sa'of, but he does everything like a chatas to that? So Rabbi Yeshua says no, but Rabbi Elazar says there is an isser of me'ila. But over here again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it says ein mo'alin, right? There is no problem with that. So ve'ela b'mitzui. So it comes on like this. The Mishnah has to be talking to a case where they did a change in the mitzui when they were squeezing out. Instead of squeezing out the dam, the kohen sprinkled onto the wall of his bech like it was a chatas. So in that case, even Yeshua would be maskim and agree that you are chayav me'ila for doing that. Okay, so says the Gemara, eim a seifa. Let's look now at the seifa of the Mishnah. Ola sa'ov sha'asa lamata k'maise chatas l'shem chatas. You did the chatas below the red line, right? Like a chatas, and you had a mind of chatas. So Rabbi Elazar oimer molin bo. Rabbi Elazar holds that you did me'ila because it remains like a chatas. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, ein molin bo. That if you're going to get any benefit for, there's no iser of me'ila because this korban now turns into a chatas, right? We'll have to speak about that more, but that's like the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Deshani b'mai. So now, what did he actually change? In doing it like it was a chatas. Se'ilim b'mitzvah. If you can tell me, it was the squeezing out of the dam? Eimer da'amar Rabbi Yeshua. It's hard to say like that because you want to see Rabbi Yeshua holds the shani b'malika. When you changed and you did the malika b'mitzui mi'amar, but would he say that when you did the mitzui, right, that's what you changed? That's going to be. It's not reasonable to say that at that late of a stage that would change the status of the korban, right? So ve'ela b'malika. So rather you have to come on and to say that the Sefer must be talking about a case of Malika. Okay, so then according to this, Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika, so you have the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Malika, and the last part is talking about Malika. However, b'Tzi'usa b'Mitzui, but the middle part, this whole middle part about the Chatas, you brought it the Olam being brought as the Chatas, that's talking about the Mitzui, which is in, yeah. Reisha, the beginning of the part, is the seif, and again the seif is talking. Well, is that the whole machlokes tanoim about whether or not there is the issa me'ila when you had the olas of, you did everything like a chatas. So that's the in. So again, let's read again. Reisha b'seif of Malika. Yeah, mitzius b'mitzui. Correct. It's fine, and that is the end of the Gemara. Okay, now the next part is going to talk about what exactly is the status of a improperly offered korban, a bird. Okay, so we say like this, v'chulan, all of these korbanos that we said in the previous Mishnah, ein metamen bebeis habliya. So they don't make somebody tame when you have the meat in your throat. This is a special Chiddush of the, it's called Nevelis of Tohor. We know that there are different ways of becoming Tameh. You know, for example, a person could be touching something that's Tameh. Somebody could move something that is Tameh. A person could carry something like in a backpack that's Tameh. A person could be under the same roof of something's Tameh. Going to the Rabbanon Levi, coming within Dalad Amos of a mace, right? So there are different ways of becoming Tamei. There's this idea of the Nevelis of Tohor. So it's a fascinating discussion about if it has Tumah to it. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Aleph, at the very end, he has a interesting Chakira. What exactly is the cause of this? How do we understand this fundamental? There's many riyas, not won't go through all the riyas, but the idea about the nevelos of an of tohor, is it a din in negia, like you know you're touching it, it went in your throat, or is it a din in achila? So he goes through many sources, Gemara Menachos in Chulin, and I think Shavuos is right over there. He says it's not a case, it's not a status of negia. You have to understand that this is a din in achila, and therefore that's the goring. Okay, let's go right to the Mishnah. V'chulan ematamin v'veis abaliyah umoalin behen. There also I should have spoke that a little better. You know, why is it that they don't? Because when you do the malika, right? So that prevents them from becoming a nevela. Right? Okay, fine. More than behind, but even though they're it's also for the Kohen, so if you would get any bend from them, there would be an Isser Me'il on them. Chutz mechata sa'oif sha'aso lamata kemase chatas l'shem chatas. Right, Rashi speaks out. Molin bo. Where's that Rashi? Yeah, third one. Va'af bechatas. Even the chatas, hoil the nifsalu the ein behen shas heter, right? The kohanim, so therefore they can never have it. Lo yatzu midei meila shebehen. So never went out of the parsha of meila, right? That's the halacha in all these cases, except for the chatas of the oaf, that you did it below the red line, like you're supposed to for a chatas, and you had in mind for doing a chatas. Meaning, you basically, like you're saying, you did it correctly, right? Since this korban was, you know, brought correctly, and the kohen allowed to eat from the chatas, in that case, then there is no chiv of me'ila for using it. Okay. Olas ha'of. In a case where you had an olas ha'of that you did it improperly, she'aso lamata kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas, right? You did it below the red line, like a chatas, and you had in mind that you were going to be doing it for a chatas. So this is our machloik, as we just spoke it out a few minutes ago. But the question is there going to be me'iva when you had an olas ha'of, but you did it like a chatas? So the first opinion is like this. The rest of the mission is going to be a back and forth discussion between these two tanoim. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Molin Bo. Yes, you are chayav for Me'ila for it because it stays as a chatas, which is never going to be. I'm sorry, not chatas. I said it backwards. Whoa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you. I'm sorry, wait. Let me go back in. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Molin Bo. Right. You are chayav for it because because it stays as an ola. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer ein molim bo. Now, why not? Why are you not? Because you did everything like a chatas. The chiddush is of Rabbi Yeshua that since this ola turns into a chatas, and since it turns into a chatas, therefore there's no me'ilah by it. All right, I said it backwards, but now I got it straight. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Now we have back and forth between the two. Uma im chatas she'ein molim bo lishma. What's the din by if you had thing was not brought for the right reason, kishashina es shema, but when you changed it and you did it for not its right sake, molim bo, there is a chiv me'ilva, so then ola shemolin bo lishma, when an ola, when you are chayav for using me'ilva, right, it's not doing kishashina es shema, ain't a din she'imalu bo, so it's a kava choymer, that certainly you should be chayav me'ilva when you did it right. So amul Rabbi Yeshua lo, no, it's not a good kava choymer. Why not? Im amarta bechatas. If you're going to tell me by a chatas, sheshina eshma l'shem ola, and you changed it for an ola, shekein shina eshma l'dava sheish b'me'ila, because you changed it into something that's shaykh to me'ila. Okay, but however, Tomer, you're going to say this by ola. Excuse me, Tomer, but ola sheshina eshma l'shem chatas. When you had an ola and you wanted to change it to make it into a chatas, shekein shin es shema l'davar she'ein bo me'ila. What your kavana was, you changed it over to something where there is no chiv me'ila, right? By a chatas, right? So amr lo, now the top of Samach Zayin. Yeah? Amr lo, Rabbi Eliezer, hare kodshik rodshim, sheshachaton bidorom, ushchaton l'shem kodshim kalim yochichu. I'll prove it to you from a case where you did kodshim kalim, you shekted it in Dorum. So we've learned over and over again it has to be done bitsofon, right? And you did it for the kavana was you're doing it for kachim kalim. I'll prove it to you. Shekein shina es shemam l'davash ein bo me'ila. You change it for something that doesn't have me'ila, but nevertheless molim behen. So it's not necessarily a raya like you wanted to say that if it's not in the parsha me'ila, you can't. You still could be have me'ila for that. So af ato al tisma ala ola. So therefore, you shouldn't be amazed about the ola. Even though you changed to something that really doesn't have a shay in the parsha meila, you nevertheless could be chayiv for misusing it. So Amr lo, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, it's not a good proof. Im amarta bekodshe kodshim, if you're going to tell me this halacha bekodshim kodshim sheshachdam bedarim sheshachdam l'shem kodshim kalim, you shechted in the wrong place and you have the wrong kavana, shekein shina eshmam l'dava sheyesh bo iser veheter, you change it to something that has both an iser and a heter to it. What is that? So what is the Rashi? Oh, sit over outside. That on the one hand, what's the me'ila over here by the emurim? The emurim do have me'ila for that. So therefore, you can't tell me that by the bosser there's no right. After the dam is nizrak. However, there is an iser and there's a heta to it. So therefore, tomer be'ola, you want to tell me from this case to the case of an ola sheshina eshma l'davar shekulu heter? You change it to a chatas where everything is allowed. So therefore, he says it doesn't make sense. Okay, let me read the Rashi's third line down. Umol in behen mipnei shenifzul hu v'shchitas dorum. Right, became possible when you check the wrong place. For the eons recalls on the chlal shas heter. It never had it even time for being allowed. V'hotzia midei me'ila, take them out of the parsha me'ila. Isur, emurehem yesh bohen me'ila. That by the emurin there is an isur of me'ila, right? Chata sa'of kulo heter, but by the oif it's kulo heter. In other words, there's no part of bird chatas that's ever brought on this be'ach. Right? So on this line in the Mishnah, there's an interesting toisvus in Dibra Hamaschul Dova Sheish Bo Isur Veheter. So the toisvus is wanting, you know. Why is that? Why is that true? So it says, "Im toimer chata sa'of shashina es shema l'shem chata sa'of dioledis tochiach shashina es shema l'davar she'en bo me'ilo umolim bo." Right? Deha Psuhi, right? But the Chatas Ha'Of, where there was a Shina Hashem to the Chatas Ha'Of of Yoledis, that would be a good raya, because changes into something that's without Me'ila, but Me'ila does apply that because it is possible, right? Kedama Perakama, right? In Teslan Beis, L'Shem Chatas Yoledis, L'Shem Chatas Nozir, Psula, Hani, Olos Ninhu, right? If you had a chattis that was shechted for l'shem chattis yoledes, or was shechted l'shem chattis nozer, it's going to be possible because they're like olos, meaning that they're not mechaper. So, right, Tosus has two answers. First answer, mihu l'may demas kinan begimora, right, according to the Moskana over there, d'nachis Rabbi Yelazer l'taymei, that the way that Rabbi Elazar understood time to Rabbi Yoshua Mishum the Nimsheches Venasis Chatas Ha'Of Nicho. Okay, according to, because it's drawn to be a Chatas Ha'Of, so that's fine, because here in our case the Chilik is it's not going to be Nimsheches, because the Hakrava doesn't show that this is necessarily the Chatas of Yoledes. Od Yishlom, the second Teretz Tosfa says, is the Rabbi Yoshua Havin Mati Lachidure Zois Torus Lachatas, Torus Achas Lachol Chatos. Rishu could have answered Zois Torus Achatas, that there's one rule, there's one law for all the Chatos, right? Kedam Reb Shimon Perakam, Reb Shimon says in Perak, the first Perak of Menachos, Gimel and Beis, the Inkain, therefore, Ein Moelin Bo, the Hakshiru, have you? But there's no Me'ila for it, because it's going to be kosher as well. So again, just an interesting tosis in wondering what's the source why you say this, that the Davish Yishpo Yisiv Heter, Tosas then explains why that should be. Okay, that takes us to the Gemara. So Mitzvah Shem on tomorrow's daf, we'll pick it up with the we got a little with an interesting start, because we were pretty far down on the daf and Samach Vav. Okay, so Samach Vav, we'll pick it up with the start of the Gemara and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.